Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And welcome back to it, right across the Triple M network and via the Triple M NRL app. You should have that app now if you want to get ready for finals footy with us. Gordon Tallis, Paul Kent, Triceps Hooper and Maroon. Of course, the mighty Panthers lead the competition table at the moment. Now, depending on right now, they are 5 points clear, but of course, there's a game today that will affect that. But they're way out there on top, and the head coach of the Panthers joins us on the phone right now. Ivan Cleary, welcome to the Sunday Sin Bin.
Thanks, Anthony. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Good to. I mean, you've only lost one game in the entire season, and 11 straight. That's some kind of a record.
Yeah, it's good fun. That's for sure. It's just been one of those years where we've been able to, prepare well each week and deliver reliable performances, and which gives us a chance to win. And we've been able to, win certainly our share of games and develop a lot of confidence out of that. So, it's been good. It's good fun.
Ivan, what's been the biggest difference this season compared to the past couple of seasons as far as your performance and getting it right off the field, which makes it right on the field?
I've only been there for this is the second year since I've come back. And so it took a little while to get, just to get, I guess it changed a few things culturally, changed some systems and the way we play the game. And that took a while with a bit of roster management and that type of stuff as well. But we got good players, good staff, and good chemistry, and that seems to be the secret at the moment.
Ivan, you touched on the fact that it's been great fun this 11 in a row, and you just used the word chemistry. Your players, when they're out there and involved in the course of the 80 minutes, they just look as though they are genuinely loving life and really enjoying what they're doing. Is that something you've had to encourage, or is that just a byproduct of the fact that they've been able to go on this great run?
Yeah, it's just purely organic. It's awesome. That's almost the most enjoyable part for me, just sit back and watch, how much fun they are having and how much they enjoy being together. And that's not just on game day. That's every day. So, it's a very tight group. And it helps for these boys played a lot of football, come through the grades. But, as I said, look, it's chemistry is a really important part in getting it together. It's certainly happening for us at the moment.
Ivan, every season when teams get themselves into premiership places and a state of mind, the coaches sort of do a little bit of an adjustment to get themselves and the team ready. And okay, what have we got to do here? What point this season did you sit there and go from, beginning the season looking at making top eight, potentially top four, to actually sitting down and saying to yourself, okay, and with your coaching staff as well, say, right, we need to get these guys ready to start thinking about winning a premiership now, not just finishing top four or top eight?
We started the year thinking like that. It was a bit of a pipe dream, probably, but you got to have be in your thought process. It's probably been, over the last probably month, I suppose, just purely through, I think, one more win and we're guaranteed top four, so that once you're in the top four, that's when gives it a real shot, So, but having said that, we haven't changed too much, and we're not thinking too far down the track. Any other than, we've got 4 weeks to keep trying improving, to improve, because once you get to the finals, you are what you are pretty much. So, you can't pull a rabbit out of a hat once you get there. So, we're just still looking at doing that and enjoying everything that comes with along the way.
Well, I can't remember the last time a team went through a season with only one loss. And I don't want to put the knock on you now because you're going so well, but it's a fairly favourable run home into the finals, and there's no doubt that you're thinking premierships. So what are you looking for from your side now in the next 4 weeks to make them premiership ready?
Well, what we've been able to do is deliver reliable, consistent performances each week. That's been probably the most impressive thing, I think, that I've really enjoyed. That comes from preparing that way. And so I'd like to keep seeing that, you know, like, so it doesn't matter who we're playing or where we're playing. The first thing's first, and that's preparing to put a performance in that gives us a chance to win any game. So, as I said, like, once you hit the finals, it's too late to be trying to reinvent things or trying to become something else. So we've got 4 weeks to continue on that track, and if we can do that, then give ourselves a chance come the finals.
Hey, Ivan, how difficult is it coaching your son? I saw you embrace him last night, and it's great pictures. And did you think that he would develop this quick into such a, you know, dominant number seven?
Well, obviously sit back and watch his way he came into the first grade as an 18-year-old, and it's pretty clear from the start that he had a good career in front of him. And we made a decision a few years back that we would like to, work together. And that wasn't a quick decision because, there was obviously some potential drawbacks there. It hasn't really been done very often at all. So we decided that and obviously went through a fair bit of emotional turmoil to get to this point. But we've got there, and he's pretty easy to coach, I must say. He does what he's told, and he plays pretty well and pretty consistently. So I'm loving it. Yeah, it's good.
One thing I think you should be very proud of, Ivan, is the improvement in him and how this year, and we've spoken about other halves at other clubs at different times who have been paid on potential, been paid on the promise that they've offered early in their careers, and some haven't come through and by mid-20s haven't become that player. But Nathan is well on the way to being the... Well, if he's not already the number one halfback in the game, but particularly this year, his improvement has been substantial.
Yeah, well, I think it's really important that when you've got a young playmaker, that you manage their salary properly, especially when they're younger. So, when Nathan his first contract, just before he started playing first grade, we deliberately took less money, and I wasn't even at the club then, so I had nothing to do with that, because we wanted to make sure he earns his money. I mean, even last year at the club, he was about the 8th or 9th highest paid player. This year he's the highest, and he's earning it, So I think we've seen it so many times in the past with young playmakers. There's too much pressure, too much money, too much expectation, and they just, they fall out the door. It's too hard. So that was, I think that's important. He's still only 22. He's probably, this year, I just think it's helped that Jimmy Maloney's gone. Not, Jimmy helped him so much. But the fact that he now is purely, running the team, I think that's just given him some clarity. And he's worked hard. He's getting the results for that as well.
Ivan, how hard is it? And I think that it would be difficult. My dad coached me. I think I was only in my teens. But to cut the coach off, and then become a dad again when he does ask you for some advice or he's feeling pressure, because this is a good time at the moment and you've probably got to, keep him level-headed. Do you find it challenging?
Well, it was pretty challenging through the TikTok saga. That was...
get him off social media, mate.
That was, that was like dad... slash coach kind of a bit of a challenge for sure. But although I coach him, he's still my son, and to be honest, mate, he doesn't need any help in being level headed. He must get that off his mum, I think, because he's just got it. So so he's not too hard there.
Ivan, just before we let you go, Appy Coruscant, a lot of people say that he has been one of the buys of the season. When will we see him back, and how important has his signature been in also helping Nathan's development?
Yeah, massive. Incredible addition to our team. Not just what he's been able to produce on the field, but just off the field in terms of leadership. He's really matured. Over the years, he's still a bit of a larrikin, which I like, and I think that helps. He's good around the group in that sense, but knows when to be serious. He's just got such a way of playing where he makes the opposition stop and guess, and that just gives space and time to everyone, and certainly you know, that helps Nathan enormously and the other playmakers. So we're hoping to get him back this week, but short turnaround, so we'll just have to see how that one goes. I thought Mitch Kenny did a great job in his place last night too. So, but yeah, definitely keen to get Abby back. He's a huge part of what we do.
Good on you, Ivan. Good to talk to you, mate. Thanks for taking time out of your day.
Hey, cheers, guys. Appreciate it.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.